Jnantimidandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tharine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Chapatithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I am sincerely grateful and honored to be among all of you today. My special gratitude to our Minister of Education, Vinod Tode, Ajay Piramal, Dr. Kulkarni, all of our esteemed guests. The purpose of our educational institution can be understood in our name, Bhakti Vedanta. Vedanta means the conclusion of all knowledge. What is the conclusion of all knowledge? Bhakti, to serve with love and devotion. The Brahma Sutra tells Atato Brahma Jigyasa. The true purpose of the human form of life is to understand, who am I? What is Brahman? What is my relationship with the Supreme? What is my relationship with other people? What is my relationship with the environment? If we cannot understand these principles, then whatever education we have can be a serious part of the problems in this world. In our Vedic scriptures, we learn the consciousness, the motivation in which we live is the real testimony of the knowledge that we have. In the Mahabharata, we have Arjuna and we have Duryodhana. In Kurukshetra, they were facing each other. Interesting, they went to the same university. They were both students of Dronacharya. And Dronacharya taught both of them the same subjects. They both knew how to fight with clubs and bows and arrows. They knew how to organize and manage various other soldiers and people. They knew how to tax citizens. But the difference was, Duryodhana was motivated by arrogance, envy, and greed. He was thinking, I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, and I'm the controller. Arjuna, who in the battle was doing the same things as Duryodhana, with the same educational background, he was performing his duties in harmony with the will of Krishna, with the will of God, with compassion, with self-control. That is Dharma. One was bringing prosperity and light to the world, and Duryodhana, suffering and darkness. Similarly, in Ramayana, Ravana's a very highly educated person by as far as his intellect and his skills. But his motivation to possess and to exploit Sita. Hanuman, his purpose was to reunite Sita with Ram in the spirit of a selfless servant. Our Guru Srila Prabhupada, who Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth Research Center is named after, he was asked, what is your mission? Srila Prabhupada could take volumes and volumes of literatures and millenniums of tradition and present it in one sentence. He said, our mission is to teach you what you have forgotten, that we're all part of God. We're all eternal servants of God. Vidyavanaya sampane brahmani gabi hastini suni chaiva swapakya cha pandita samadarshana. And every living being is our brothers and sisters because everyone is a part of God. Bhoktaram jagatapa samsarava loka maheshwaram suhradam sarava bhutanam gyatvamam shantim richchati. It's the mother language for all of creation and all living beings. That we cannot find peace within ourselves and we cannot bring peace to the world unless we understand the Supreme Being, who has many names, Krishna, is the proprietor of everything that exists, and everything should be used in harmony with the will of the Supreme. To serve with love is the real conclusion of all knowledge. As far as I could see, I travel many places. There's so many universities, so many colleges, so many schools of varieties. What's lacking is the basic subject of the purpose of life. And that is not a sectarian idea. That is universal. When Srila Prabhupada was at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, one of the finest educational institutions in the world, he said, what do you have, any department of knowledge to teach people who they are? Unless we understand who I am, we can't understand what is our purpose, what is our relationships with the environment, or what is our relationship with other people. We are the eternal living force. that's animating our bodies. We are such ananda, eternal, full of knowledge, full of happiness. And everyone's looking for that happiness. Some are bringing light to the world in the search of happiness, and some are bringing darkness, destruction, pollution, and pain to the world in search of happiness. The real joy of the soul is to serve with love. Poverty, pollution, disease, fighting wars, the root cause is people in leading positions have forgotten who they are. What is real happiness? Mr. Ajay Piramal, by God's grace, he's been given so much. I know him for many years. He understands, he feels that real happiness is what he can share. If Krishna has entrusted me with power and influence, it's meant to be used for the upliftment of Krishna's children. This is the original purpose of the traditional educational institutions throughout the world, as our Gauranga Prabhu has spoken. Values, character, based on compassion, is the foundation that we must build our learning centers throughout the world, so that we can truly make a positive difference in people's lives. Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth Research Center is a humble offering to bring harmony to the body, the mind, and soul through science, through art, every type of skill, because that will bring harmony to humanity, to all beings, and to the world. Today we are inaugurating our connection, our alliance with Mumbai University. And I believe this is a very historical event. I'm hoping, I'm praying it will be a seed that when watered with proper integrity and devotion, it can create a tree and then a forest with limitless fruits of knowledge and devotion. Thank you very much. We thank